All right, so here we are in our E3 hotel for the first episode of RFN recorded this year, E3 2013. We are 1 minute away from the Nintendo Direct starting on June 11th, 7 a.m. Pacific, which is the time zone we're currently in. So we're all a little sleepy maybe, but ready to have our minds blown. And I'm going to be your host for the next 43 seconds, Jonathan Metz. And going around the room,
Neil Ronahan,
Alex Kulafi,
Andrew Brown,
Guillaume Veillette,
Justin Berube,
Jared Rosen.
All right, and we got a couple other people who aren't staying in the hotel and are going to be joining us later, so they're watching from home. Hi, TYP. Hi, Kim. And Aaron Kaluska is on a plane right now on his way to join us later in the day. So this is the first of several episodes we'll probably have over the course of the week. I don't know what's going to be on all of them. But for starters, we thought we would kind of give you our live commentary as we watch this thing, which is about to start right now. So you don't have to sync this up with a video or anything. Hopefully it's going to be interesting just to listen to it on its own. Because you'll have already watched Nintendo Direct, just like we are going to do right now.
We are hoping to do.
Did it appear like it started loading something?
Yeah, we were on the countdown page at Nintendo's website.
I'm gonna reload it.
Yeah. The countdown finished, but where's the video?
You can just go to Nintendo.com if you want.
Try just links to there. Page.
If you hear me clearing my voice a lot, it's because I've been very froggy. So apologies for that.
Or you can maybe try IGN.
IGN doesn't have a stream for it.
I would
but
say
they have a link to a stream.
If this isn't it. It should be right on their YouTube channel.
Currently, Japan
one's
starting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks like Nintendo's website is hanging up.
I swear if we see another countdown.
It's called buffering. Oh, this is the nightmare scenario, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that'll be the Japan Direct.
Yeah, it'll be ours.
This is like holding your breath to try to get up to the top of the ocean before you drown and finding out that it's frozen.
Oh, try Facebook.com/.
That's horrible.
Yeah, they did say they'd be doing stuff from Facebook.
Like, I can't even get the server for the Japanese Nintendo site.
Oh, Nintendo broke the internet.
There we go.
Did it just link you right back to where you were? Or no?
No, there's actually a video page on Facebook.
Nice. Should we just plug it in immediately?
Do we really try it?
Sean Pokemon.
Oh, it's Pokemon.
Okay, so we're going to switch the HTML. Oh, there it is. Pokemon XY is the first game.
All right. At least as far as we know. I'm kind of excited for Pokemon X and Y at this point.
Yeah. All right. Wow, it's pretty. So we're hooking up the laptop to the... hotel TV's HDMI port.
You notice we've had a few technical difficulties since we've been here.
We're not the only ones, man. Giant Bomb had a bunch of their equipment stolen yesterday.
That's horrible.
Horrible.
The battles look fantastic.
You know what, though? They'll find a way around it. They're resourceful. I bet you they'll find a way to do their streams anyway tonight.
Oh, that's a fucking bad thing.
Alex likes Pokemon.
Oh, I don't.
Why is the TV not...
New type! Fairy!
Wow.
That means, Sylveon... We knew it was going to be a new type.
Gardevoir is now Fairy. Oh,
Meryl's Fairy?
So Jigglypuff is a fairy. That makes sense.
I've always said that, sort of.
Clefairy would be as well.
Yeah.
Maybe they thought that was too obvious.
Well,
highlight. So maybe it really will be playable.
I think it might.
We went to the Facebook website together. This is on Ustream.
Why can't we get it on the TV?
Don't know why it's not.
The cable doesn't like that lappy.
This is Ustream or Twitch? I think it's just Ustream. If you go to Ustream.com, that's probably like the number one thing.
Pokemon Emmy?
Oh, there we go. Now it's on the TV. It's still stuttering a little, but... Oh, guys, this is so glamorous compared to being in the Kodak Theater.
Maybe lower it to low to help with the stream. See where it says high.
So they're not forgetting 3DS, at least. Or maybe they're only remembering Pokemon.
Well, I've been saying for a while that Pokemon might be the only 3DS game at
E3. Yeah.
Maybe.
From Nintendo. Oh, gosh.
Hey.
It's just kind of stuck right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. This looks like Nintendogs for Pokemon.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah, but it's a feature, I think, not a game.
Right.
Hi, Snorlax.
That's a big Snorlax. He takes up both screens.
You can't even copy your Pokemon's
Pokemon's ass?
Yes.
What was he going to say?
Nintendo did indeed break the internet. Or at least broke our Wi-Fi.
Actions to make them happier.
Looks like you can pull your own faces and copy it with the camera.
Is anyone else?
Hey, Xerneas. No, that's Evel. No, yeah, that's Xerneas.
Alex, do you think you're the biggest Pokemon fan here?
Maybe. I wouldn't be a player for it,
but... Get ready for the next evolution in Pokemon.
Yay!
Pokemon.
That is a sexy cover art.
Not the word I would use.
Are they going to give a release date? No.
Maybe.
That might be tonight.
I feel like if they have it, they should give it here.
Should we try it on another computer? Since the connection seemed to be...
I might just have to watch it on a tiny screen.
Joystick's not working for me. It's working
for Home Team. Do you have an HDMI out adapter? It's too bad Mac won't put HDMI on their computers.
They actually do now.
They do now?
Finally.
Oh, that's good. It took long enough. Okay, we're having trouble with the stream on both.
This is depressing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not fundamentally opposed to Nintendo Direct, but...
Right now I am.
I'm not happy about this.
We're not the only game journalists in this hotel.
Well, not even close to the only ones, but still.
We're gonna see a stuttering Smash Bros. Trailer.
Shut up.
Getting first. I wish
Super Mario 3D World.
Fuck! We're missing it. Come on, Nintendo, get your shit together.
October 12th, Pokemon Boy's giving a release date.
Okay, cool. So it's actually gonna be done for that time.
We're now listening to it on Justin's phone.
This sucks. This Cat Mario? What the hell?
This is what we've
Super Mario Brothers
here.
2 lineup? Multiplayer?
Mario 2?
Some of this stream here?
That's, I think that's pretty behind.
Yeah, that's really far behind. Oh, come on.
Try the 10th floor. That might be better. There might be less.
Apparently a lot of people are having trouble with the stream, though, from looking at Twitter.
The 10th floor Wi-Fi just died.
Should I? That 10th instead of the...
It can't be any worse than what we're looking at now, which is a black box on a screen.
10th floor Wi-Fi just died for me. It could be location, but I doubt
it. So Super Mario 3D World with multiplayer, and it's fucking Super Mario Brothers 2. Be nice to see it right
now. That was actually confirmed that it's Super Mario Bros. 2, basically.
Just as they were like... Well, you play as Mario, Peach, Toad, and Luigi.
So that's what was with the what it was.
I told you.
So
if you look on your lanyard, there is something with Mario, Peach, Toad, and Luigi all together.
That's cool. I was thinking that was Mario Party.
Kimberly's saying she can't.
I kind of predicted this.
So, Donkey Kong's on the land there, too.
Yeah, that's what I think. There will be a new Donkey Kong game, too.
Still got nothing.
We might have to YouTube this.
Oh, this is
brutal. I can't
wait
for our booth tour. We'd be like, hey, so what happened? We don't know.
Part of me wants to just go in a like sort of blackout and then come back in an hour after it's done and just watch it. I'd rather have that than just listening to Twitter.
Apparently Super Mario 3D World looks great.
We'll take your word for it.
Four players simultaneous play in the same isometric style of 3D Land.
I call it
isometric, really.
That's interesting.
Each playable character has individual characters, as in Super Mario Bros. 2. Toad runs fast, bell power-up item equals cat. Yeah, and everyone's having trouble, but Nintendo of America's Twitter feed is weird, or it's weirdly fine, so.
I'm super pissed about this.
Yeah, this looks like it's a pretty big clusterfuck. Oh, Mario Kart's up next.
Oh my god, any Smash Brothers come?
We're not gonna see the Smash Bros. Sure. Train live.
Waluigi's in Mario Kart.
Apparently you can drive on the ceilings and walls.
Well, that's
fuck
neat.
That.
That's innovation.
Hovercraft? Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads. Clever.
So it's like Diddy Kong Racing. This is so far behind.
What is that?
Tipping out.
Holy shit. Okay, we're all crowding around Justin's phone.
Does anyone have, like, an adapter for this type of phone? It's a battery of it. Actually,
well, the idea of it being Super Mario 3D Land, but on Wii U is
this just a 3G?
Yeah, it has 4G.
Oh, 4G.
Yeah.
Of course, it's stopped too now.
Mm. This is miserable.
Oh, fuck you, Nintendo.
Just know if you're having trouble watching it at home when you listen, or what?
Don't care.
Yeah.
We feel your pain.
Mario Kart 8.
Really?
I do that. It doesn't surprise me in this.
You hear that, James? Mario Kart 8.
Carts and bikes.
Oh man. I hope they're not bikes aren't as broken as they were in the Wii version.
Okay. Now
is that a cat?
Cat Mario?
Is he gold?
Yeah, it looks like or yellow.
Oh, it's just yellow.
That might be the cat.
Walls.
That,
nice.
I think that's the cat Mario power up. That is supposedly in the logo that we haven't seen.
Hey. Wait, seems don't give up, though.
Yeah.
You might need that.
Yeah.
Okay, we got about 2 seconds of video on the TV.
No!
But it looks like there's a co-op mode with someone using the gamepad touchscreen. While someone else is playing it with a controller.
Well, I know. Well, look, and everyone has shared lives. Look at the upper left.
Yeah.
Does Peach float in this one?
I call Peach.
Oh, a fuzzy room.
Hey, football guy!
And
Peach can hover.
Yeah, that's nice. Awesome. Yeah, because they said each character has, like, basically their Super Mario Bros. 2 traits.
If this can get more stable, don't spoil things on the floor.
I love it. I like the cat power up.
It's fast. I like how it's fast.
This looks wonderful.
So the cat can run up the flagpole to get to the top.
Wow. That's adorable. Okay, they've
what you just sold is the latest title in the Super Mario 3.
Come on, Iwata. Complete your sentences.
The action.
Did they confirm this year?
Super Mario 3D World. This game represents the next step.
That looks wonderful. That's kind of what I wanted.
Forward in the new style of Mario 3D action games that we first introduced.
What are those?
So this is the new style.
To me, this still looks a lot like Galaxy or 3D Land.
Yeah, well, no, I think that they were saying the new style like they introduced in 3D Land.
Super Mario 3D Land for Nintendo 3DS.
So it's the new
As
standard.
You can see, for the first time in a 3D Mario game, Pia offering.
I love the idea of 4-player in a 3D Mario game.
A multiplayer yeah. for up to 4 players.
And also has, like,
the
Super Mario Bros. 2.
The playable characters are Mario.
Here, you switch to 10?
Yep.
Is there not one for 4 now?
Luigi,
Paul,
and Princess Peach.
For some reason, 10 was giving the best connections.
Each character has their own unique abilities. Peach, for example, can hover.
We're at least a game behind.
And Toad can run faster than the others. They all have unique.
This is cool though, multiplayer in 3D Mario, especially asymmetrical multiplayer.
Apparently Mario Kart is 2014.
Huh.
Does that mean Smash Brothers is this year, right?
No. Don't be a dick.
The NES. Multiplayer mode is as cooperative or competitive as you.
What happens if, like, the other people go off screen?
They die.
Choose to make it. So you can enjoy this new 3D Mario adventure in a different way every time you play.
I think the camera will center somewhere between the middle of both of them.
There is also an outstanding new power-up in the game.
All the logo letter colors have changed to match Peach and Toad.
I hope there's more than just one new power-up.
Featured in the game's logo,
it's a cat suit. So, John Lindemann is saying, Super Mario 3D World, sold. He might finally buy a Wii U.
Is that this year?
Yeah.
It's December.
Oh, no. Okay.
Their Twitter said December.
We're losing the picture.
We're flatlining.
But Twitter says, this is riveting radio, by the way, but Twitter says that Mario, Wii Fit U and Wii Party U both coming out later this year.
Yeah, Wii Party U in October, Wii Fit U in winter.
Wow.
And now they're talking about Art Academy for Wii U, I think.
Who cares?
Well, it makes sense with the gamepad.
I think that's an insta buy for me.
I think it makes, like, it was a glaring, you know, hole, a glaring gap in the Wii U library, not to have any kind of art program.
Yeah, and especially since the feature was teased when they first revealed the Wii and showed them drawing Link on
that. Yeah. I would have preferred Mario Paint over Art Academy. And Art Academy will be developed with the intent of being used as a drawing tool for Neverse.
Oh, shit. Hovercrafts in Mario Kart.
It does kind of look like F-Zero.
Yeah.
Maybe they did jazz it up a little bit.
Oh, wow. That looks fun.
Waluigi's on a hover bike.
So,
because he's that awesome.
Sort of like Galaxy's universe.
Maybe they'll call it Mario Kart Galaxy. Yeah. Oh no, they're gonna call it Mario Kart 8, right? Mario Kart 8.
Maybe because the tracks are all sideways, you're meant to turn your head sideways.
Yeah,
as
Mario Kart Infinity!
Right.
I'm a lot more excited for this game than I
am. Yeah, it looks great. Oh, and multiple branching paths, that's cool.
So you still have the hang gliders from 7. Still have tricks in the air.
I'm just toad.
I haven't noticed any old tricks.
You know, I'm kind of... I'd be happy if they didn't do any old tracks, because I feel like they've done that about 4 or 5 games in a row now.
I'm saying they could do the old tracks as DLC.
Yeah, I could see that.
Apparently there is currently a third-party trailer, or third-party Wii U and 3DS support, and it's basically nothing new. It's just the same crap we knew. I do like the 8 logo.
Yeah.
Mario Kart 8. That looks exciting. Hey, you know what? When they do something new with Mario Kart, I care a lot more about it. Hi, Iwata. It's the first time I've seen you.
Hey, new Mario Kart game. We are waiting for Wii U.
Nintendo really should have invited us to an auditorium for this.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Just watch the direct.
Is Mario Kart 8. In Mario Kart 8.
Apparently they're showcasing digital developers on the eShop.
Yeah. But I haven't seen anything about what they're actually saying.
With 15 new features, Mario Kart's friends can raise up virtual walls and upside down with new three-dimensional courses.
I wonder if the steering would be reversed while you're upside down.
Wind Waker trailer happened at some point.
Whatever.
Or I think that might be happening in Japan before it's happening anywhere else.
And
they're going to save Smash Bros. For last, I'm betting.
In the water, as in Mario Kart 7, or ride... water cycles, like in Mario Kart 3. Mario Kart 8 will offer the best collection of online multiplayer modes that the series has seen yet.
I'm guessing people are
this time,
off the stream.
It's not just racing with other players, but also sharing the fun of Mario Kart with others worldwide over Nidos. Mario Kart 8 will launch in spring 2014.
Okay.
I don't believe anything they say unless it's like it's coming out tomorrow.
This game,
look at Twilight Princess.
Yeah.
Not only standard board games, but also.
Okay. No, on Nintendo of America. Is Iwata really updating us on the Wind Waker HD right now?
He will be in 10 minutes when we catch up.
Can you not spoil the Twitter stuff down below? It's like it gets to the point where the stream just doesn't work.
New games.
Aren't we at that point?
What we are
it's working better.
We are literally 15 minutes behind.
I'm okay with 15 minutes behind as long as we see it like eventually. Fresh.
We are hoping for Wii Party U to be the definitive party game, which is accessible for everyone with different forms of gameplay using the gamepad.
I think Wii Party U looks like a lot of fun. And the original Wii was very underrated.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as everyone made fun of it to be.
For release this summer.
So you play as your Mii, but it looks a lot like Mario Party.
Well, it's the same team, right?
Yeah, I think it's MDQ.
Also, during our Nintendo Direct in January, we announced that Wii Fit U will be launching within the spring and summer seasons. However, we have decided to create new features that will result in as high quality and experience as possible, including those using the new Fit Meter, so the development has required more time. After the Wii U launch, we couldn't release games as smoothly as we had planned.
Please understand.
Those of you that have been eagerly awaiting these titles, I appreciate your patience. Here is the new
you know he means it because he bowed.
You and with it, you. As I mentioned in our January Nintendo Direct, we are seeing incredibly high quality drawings on Miiverse from users who have
showing Miiverse drawings.
A great deal of time and energy drawings, in their creations. We had no idea that Miiverse would be used in this way before we launched Wii U.
I had no idea either, considering the shitty touchscreen you put on it.
What users could accomplish if we provided them with more complete drawing tools. We asked our development team to create software that would help us answer this question. Here it is. A new installment of the Art Academy series is in development for Wii U, but we are not yet close to completing this software.
This seems like a good idea.
We know,
especially if you can, you know, just import your stuff directly into a Miiverse post.
I think you can.
It'll probably be like a screenshot
from the new game.
And it's great advertising for the game, because you're going to see the Art Academy posts all over Miiverse, and it's going to turn into the haves and the have-nots, and the cans and the can-nots.
Yeah, I'll be in the can.
That's which it already is that.
I mean, they definitely justified the game. But hey, you can learn how to draw with this.
You will be
supposedly
pencils,
I might be unteachable.
And pastels as you draw directly on the gamepad screen and post your animation to Miiverse.
That's
a $30 game. I'm definitely
we hope head. That you will continue to surprise us by creating and posting such great drawings with this software. We will announce additional details in the future, including a specific launch date and price.
Just looks like they filmed a Wada in a hallway.
Just
someone walking by with a coffee.
Let's find an almost blank wall behind him. And
well, the resolution is so low, he looks like he's in a video game.
And these
all pixelated, and I wonder why.
He looks like the lawnmower man.
Our strong partnerships are certainly evident through the title scheduled to launch this year. Let's take a look at what our partners have been working on.
Apparently you can send messages in a bottle in Wind Waker HD.
Don't spoil it!
It's called the Tingle Bottle. The Tingle Bottle. You have to be 18 to buy that one.
Can you just not say the stuff out loud, Johnny? Like, I mean, it's working now.
Okay, I will try not to spoil anything from Twitter, since the video is actually running.
Disney Infinity. Played that earlier. Did you enjoy it, Neo? Yeah, as much as I enjoy jumping around and the,
did they just show off Toy Box Mode,
or was it? We didn't really check it out, I guess, but some people on the show floor were playing it.
Stephanie Brown.
Sounds like the name of an MTV VJ from the early 90s. Scary Stephanie Brown.
So do you think it's working because of something Nintendo did or because of people getting
it? I think people gave up.
Nintendo of America is now directing people to watch the European stream.
Really?
That is monumental incompetence. Oh man. I mean, they really never should have tried to do the first ever Nintendo Direct during E3 2013. They probably could have ironed out some of these problems if they'd done a few more of them before this one.
Mm-hmm. Is it the exact same Direct in Europe?
Nintendo is also committed to expanding our digital offerings and supporting the growth of our digital developer community. As a developer myself, I am constantly impressed by the creativity and innovation in games for Nintendo eShop that we see from our many independent developers. Let's take a look at the selection of games arriving on Nintendo eShop very soon.
That's a cute art style.
Cloudberries! Is out this week, I think.
Yeah, comes out 2 days.
Oh, Oddworld's coming. Cool.
But I guess it's getting its PS4 as its debut, I believe.
Yeah. Oddworld's a fun game. A Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
Spin the bottle.
Is that one of us playing Spin the Bottle? I believe it's at Indiecade, so we should go check it out.
We should.
Is that real?
Yeah, it is real.
Keflings. Oh, great. That game came out 3 years ago on Xbox.
Was that me, or is that the art
Next,
style that they have?
It's an Xbox avatar. About the Wii U version of The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker. In our January Nintendo Direct, the game producer, Mr. Aonuma, demonstrated how the
world
of The Wind Waker and HD graphics are a very good match. And that's why he decided to return to this game world on Wii U. Today, we have prepared this video. Please take a look.
Fuck.
Did you get to
what I've been asked not to talk about the Twitter.
Johnny? I agree. Just so you know, that's way ahead. Or is that a different stream? Because that's on Wonderful 101.
Okay, Johnny, so without spoilers, is it Retro's game?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
I'm not gonna ask anymore.
The Waker looks good. Just start measuring your expectations.
As amazing as the original. My expectations are exactly as low.
Because we're watching the stream with such a low resolution, it looks like a Wii version.
It just looks like a GameCube version of the game.
the GameCube.
I don't think so. The lighting's a lot.
Yeah, the lighting looks better, but other than that, as far as like the actual graphics, because we're watching on such a shitty stream, I'm like, so?
I'm not
expecting a new dungeon.
What are they going to do for Tingle Tuner? Is somebody going to be able to use the gamepad for that?
What you just saw about
well,
the Legend
tingle bottle
of Zelda,
thing.
The Wind Waker,
yeah, I'm talking about people
running
here.
The Wii U system. The Wii U version of The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker, features details rendered at 1080p that immerse you in the game like never before. We are also utilizing shaders on the Wii U to improve visual expression and refine our texture graphics. We think that with these improved visuals, the game looks as if it had been before. The story of The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker.
Well, there's this little icon in the bottom left corner. Do you think it might be used to change the wind direction? Just touch it and then slide the stylus or something.
That would be nice.
I'd be able. Oh.
Oh. Also, that's what
the stream just jumped way forward, and now we're on the new Donkey Kong game.
Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze coming out in November.
Developed by Retro Studios. Just stab me in the face now.
Is this more disappointing than them just working on Metroid Prime?
Yes.
Yeah. Always disappointing.
It's far more disappointing. You know why? Because we haven't had a new Metroid Prime game in the last 6 years. We've had.
It's also that it took them this long to just fucking make Donkey Kong Country Returns 2.
And that's this year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this is November.
Man, I like DKC Returns, but I don't like it a tenth as much as I like Metroid Prime.
The game offers a two-player simultaneous.
And I sure don't need another one.
In addition to Vidicon,
Dixicon
is back as a playable
It's the kind of thing like I'll play this game and I'll probably enjoy it, but I just feel like, well, I guess maybe it's not even a waste of talent. But then again, no one from Donkey Kong, all the senior designers from Donkey Kong Country Returns aren't even at the studio anymore.
The game's official title is Donkey Kong Country.
I didn't expect it to be this year.
And it will launch.
Well, I expected Retro's game to be this year, so.
Next is Bayonetta 2 from Platinum Games. In the last
Bayonetta 2.
We released for this game.
You weren't
I think we skipped a wonderful one-on-one thing that's five-player multiplayer.
Platinum
five-player co-op.
Yeah, another trailer.
But I haven't talked about it since last year.
There's good news coming up.
Yep.
I don't care what anyone else says.
I really love Donkey Kong. I want it more from my friend.
Yeah.
I want to
like,
I'm probably going to love the game.
Yeah, give me a day and I'll be like, yeah, new Donkey Kong game. But right now, it just feels like a disappointment to have that's what Retro is working on.
I really should play past the first 10 minutes of the first game.
Okay, so there's probably going to be a demo of that today. It looks like they're going to be
but you know, Alex, it wasn't that far along, right?
Well, no, I mean, like, you say that like you're teasing me, but that was a reasonable conversation on both ends.
You can tell we're all so interested in Bayonetta 2 because we're still talking about Donkey Kong.
Well, as a Nintendo fan, they never gave me a first one.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have the first
one. I like the first one a lot.
That's not this year, is it?
I don't think they gave a release date or release window.
That's supposed to be an exciting post-trailer reveal.
Who?
What?
Yeah.
Like, someone's supposed to be excited, but
that was very square.
Bayonetta previously had really long hair. But in Bayonetta, undergone a major makeover and now has a new hairstyle. And
yeah, I guess it's kind of sexy.
Now we can show you actual gameplay for the first time.
Actual gameplay for the first time.
So maybe it won't be playable.
Kind of looks like, you know, the wonderful 101.
Yeah, it does look like 101 a lot.
And it's jumping ahead again.
Oh, look at Max.
Even
flat.
Okay,
this looks.
Yeah.
I like
and
Max.
Against enemies. This new title
some of the spoilers
from Mr. Tetsuya Takahashi's team will be launching in 2014.
Cool.
Is it online? Stay tuned.
It's gotta be.
We have one final game to show today.
Oh.
Please take a look.
Yes. Oh yeah!
Is he?
This is Smash Brothers.
Yep. Alex, sit the fuck down.
But it looks like Animal Crossing.
That's wonderful.
He's getting an input.
Zelda, Metroid,
Animal Crossing,
Kirby, Star Fox, Kid Icarus, Donkey Kong, Pokemon. Oh shit, we knew about guys. Like,
we didn't know Animal Crossing.
Well, Animal Crossing, yeah.
Is it cell shaded?
We don't.
This looks like the Street Fighter 4 baby trailer.
Yeah, it does.
It's got
it's totally cell shaded on 3DS.
It looks nice.
Oh, look at the Animal Crossing level.
Zelda train level.
Or is it?
Yeah, that was the Spirit Tracks level. I'm glad they're going cel-shaded on 3DS.
Yeah.
It's going to make it look distinct.
No.
Oh.
Come on, stream.
No. Eat it. This sounds really good.
This sure does look like a low resolution screenshot of an HD Smash Brothers game.
No! An Animal Crossing!
Justin is having a seizure right now because the stream stopped working.
All I wanted!
Oh, my phone's
not
selfie.
There's gonna be the.
That's it.
Go to YouTube immediately.
Oh no.
What the fuck just happened?
We saw one screenshot and then 2014. That's all we've seen. Oh.
New challenge.
Sit down, Alex!
Justin's hands are on his face.
Is it Rockman? Helmet off?
Yeah.
You're the only third-party character I wanted! Nice.
Watch, watch.
We're trying.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
The best part of this is Mega Man music being in Smash Brothers.
Shaded as well a little?
He just got the shit beat out of him by Kirby.
Jesus, that.
Metal Blade.
Oh!
Whoa!
This is pretty wonderful.
I hope the Metal Blade is just as overpowered as it is in 2. So does he have all these Mega Man 2 powers? Is that how they're gonna roll?
I'm just hoping you get other people's characters basically killed last.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
I like how Matt Walker said Mega Man and Smash Brothers, even I didn't know that.
I don't think it has a new name. It's just Super Smash Brothers
for now. We will open the official Smash Brothers website and
Eagle
community after
Villager.
The conclusion of this Nintendo Direct. So I hope you check them out.
Awesome.
Super Smash Brothers for Nintendo 3DS.
Bayonetta 2 is 2014, by the way.
Super Smash Brothers for Wii U will be released in 2014.
Hype.
I like the logo.
E3 2013 will officially start. Our booth isn't open just yet. But for those of you watching now, I'd like to give you a sneak peek. I'm here in the backstage of Nintendo's E3 booth at LACC. Our booth.
This is funny because if you ever see Iwata at E3, he's not actually wearing a badge. It's just in his pocket or whatever.
So the booth isn't done yet. Please think of this as taking an inside look backstage. Earlier this year, we announced that we are not going to be doing a presentation like we did in previous years, and there were news articles that said Nintendo is not going to E3, which is not true. This year's Nintendo booth is as big as previous years. Now, I would like to show those of you watching this Nintendo Direct a sneak peek of a small part of our booth.
Oh, he's not going to beckon us?
There are many demonstrations inside the booth. Just for we.
John Lindman says, ironically, watching Smash Brothers on the stream is like playing Brawl online.
You can see.
Yeah, so Zelda, Mario, and Luigi.
There are 3DS.
They gave Zelda a name.
Do we know what it is?
And
it's
see
a link
it
to something.
If you
Yoshi's Island 3DS is playable.
You can see
Zelda, a Link Between Worlds. And Yoshi's New Island.
You can play Super Mario 3D World.
Ooh, nice.
And Mario Kart 8.
Why is he giving a booth tour?
So we know what to prepare for?
No,
this
because
is really
fun. This is like when he did the unboxing for Wii U.
Luigi with the vacuum.
We're going to see all this stuff in person in 2 hours.
It looks like they might only have 6 games playable.
I'm standing in front of the Pikmin section.
Really? I have no idea.
New game, Oima takes a break, and there are 3 new player characters.
Someone's
here,
take my picture
we see Ao,
yeah. I think that's what it's there for.
I think we should have a group picture
so
there.
I think we can take pictures with the Pikmin.
Yeah.
I hope they give you some plush Pikmin to like.
But the show begins. Many attendees will play our games here.
How'd you get there?
I'm sure there will be many people reporting about their experience.
I think Donkey Kong is playable, but
I hope we'll look forward to them too.
We can just play the 3DS version.
Yeah.
Those of you
it's probably the
in
same.
North America, you can play some of the games at select Best
Buy
locations.
That is
for more details, please look at our website. Thank you for watching.
So, I think it's safe to sit down.
Oh,
well,
alright, let's find that Smash Bros. Trailer.
Adorably awkward.
So that's the end of it?
Yeah.
Because I think they just skipped over the X trailer, because apparently there was a new...
Yeah, we saw, a
yeah, we saw
of
the
two
end of it.
Of it.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of it.
Okay.
I guess
check
I was...
YouTube.
See,
we're on Twitter
YouTube.
Looking at spoilers. I regret nothing.
Smash Brothers.
Although the Smash Brothers thing that was not
the only third party character I ever wanted in Smash Brothers was Classic.
And the Animal Crossing Village.
That was the only
sweet.
First party character I wanted.
So it's been 45 minutes and it's over, and we skipped over a lot of it.
Yeah.
Because the stream was shitty.
So it wasn't even an hour. I mean, at least we got a Smash trailer, and it wasn't just Sakurai talking about images.
I didn't see Smash Brothers playable, guys.
It's not.
Yeah, it won't be.
Oh,
that was
it
a dream.
Smash Brothers dream.
So it was Villager and...
Didn't show Yoshi.
Yeah, but...
No, Yoshi's Island, or Yoshi's New Island
didn't
on
show,
3DS.
Did, yeah. They didn't
Sonic.
Show the new
Yoshi
for Wii U. Yeah,
yeah.
Go to Nintendo's YouTube
page.
Yeah, we need to skip around there and watch some stuff we missed.
So is Villager and Mega Man the only two new ones revealed
That's
so far?
What they showed.
Okay.
I'm sure there will be other surprises before.
Yeah.
Hopefully Dark Sims.
Do we know if
they
Dojo's
said Kid Icarus is returning? I'm betting Dark Pit's going to be playable.
Dark Pit
I don't
Mega.
Think so, because he's like, what else is he going
to
do?
No, you mean Patu.
Yes.
Hi, Nintendo fans. It's Reggie. Welcome to Nintendo's YouTube channel.
Click
this
videos.
Is the
right.
place to be if you want to see videos.
It's like above
of all
Reggie's
Oh, now it's sad, because looking on Twitter, people are just like, did I miss the new 3D Mario? Probably because the stream skipped around and stuff.
Yoshi's New Island E3 trailer.
Yeah, let's watch that.
Okay. Don't do a full screen because it'll look jaggy as shit.
I think it's fine. But...
No, you gotta make it bigger than that.
Yeah.
It still has the Yoshi voice.
Ouch.
Now, who's making it? That's what I want to know.
It's like everything's made of clay. This looks more like Yoshi's Story than Yoshi's Island.
As far as the art style, definitely.
I like the animation.
The former NWR staffer Nathan Mustafa made the comment about, like, I guess now I have time to finish Skyward Sword.
DuckTales.
Let's go to X, Monolith Soft E3
please,
trailer.
Please, please, please.
Come on, scroll down a bit, I guess.
Okay. Walking through a mech factory.
This looks great.
Oh, if it's half as good as
Yeah. Really?
Wow, this is loud.
Yeah. Wow. This is pretty. I hope this is just Venom like the Max. That's really all I want.
And dinosaurs.
Yeah.
X.
Yeah, I think I might get that one.
I think, like, Nintendo
and
didn't prove
Donkey
that this is going to be a good
Donkey Kong.
Year.
Retro
what?
Could be making a game like that.
Yeah.
And instead they're making another fucking Donkey Kong.
What if they're making that and something else?
No, they're not.
Oh,
shut up,
Smash
Justin.
Again. Can you do Smash again?
Let me be a little more hopeful.
Hey, you know what was great? When they got all those people from, like, the guys who made Uncharted
Smash.
And all these
Where
other, like, the guys who made Darksiders,
Animal
and they're
War.
Making Donkey Kong.
Area 3D World.
Where's the guy that Smash?
Where's
Smash? It was on the page before.
It was?
Yeah, go back again.
I'd like to watch the Wonderful 101 trailer at some point, but Smash takes precedence.
Smash takes precedence.
It go back and
whoa,
again.
Hit forward. Go back and
where?
Hit forward.
Okay. I don't know. If you hit videos again.
Hit forward, we're going
to
watch the X.
No, no, on the side, I think he said he saw it.
No, it was.
It
was
skip to the end
of
the video then.
Because I think there was something.
Looking at Twitter, people being like, so the
Super
Mario 3D World's for 3DS, right?
The Zelda one then.
Okay, James Charlton.
One.
Where's Retro's new game? Wait, it's Donkey Kong?
That is a little confusing that 3D World is not on 3DS.
Yeah.
They should have called it U World. Okay, we're watching Wonderful 101 now.
So he's basically a beautiful Joe.
Yep.
I have no problem with this.
Team, unite up! Roger! Wonderful 100. Deploy and eliminate those enemy forces on the double. Unite! Hand! Feel the sting of my Valiantium blade!
This looks totally crazy. It looks like you might have access to different formations depending on who's the leader.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be seamless. I mean, like, they're showing that in the trailer, but it's just maybe a presentation thing. It looks like, I don't know, we had access to all the powers.
Can we turn the volume down on the TV a little? This is a lot louder than the stream was.
I'm recognizing it.
Love these big bosses.
Although Minoru made a comment on Twitter about how people complaining about no Metroid Prime from Retro, Donkey Kong Country Returns outsold the shit out of Metroid Prime games.
Yeah, because of Japan, among other things.
Well, no, I mean.
Also, yeah. Metroid Prime 2 and 3 were both marketed horribly.
I think my computer just died.
Lovely. I hope it's just temporary, man.
So Wii U is going to have a fantastic 2014.
Yeah.
Kind of shit 2014.
Yeah, do you think all those games are coming out in 2014?
Like Mario Kart.
Remember when last year the launch for Wii U looked better, the launch window for Wii U looked great?
Yeah.
And now the launch window is going to be the holiday lineup.
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about this.
There were no surprises. Outside of Donkey Kong.
Mega Man.
And yeah, okay. But I mean, that's one of those things where it's like,
it was
great.
Expected
now we need to wait another year for it, at least.
I think, no, it won't
but
be.
But we might have known about the games, but we didn't know what they looked like.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the Mario game looks amazing.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to play that.
Mario Kart looks more exciting than I expected.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's really good.
I still, for Mario Kart, like, they need to do more than just make it look cool. Like, I mean, but that's something that we won't really find out until the game's, like, out.
I kind of like that they showed 3DS Smash Brothers and that that is still being made, because I think it's interesting and it's not something they've ever really done before. And, you know, handheld systems just aren't known for having really good fighting games. So that could be, we still don't really know how it integrates or how they're going to make it its own thing. But like the fact that it's cel shaded, at least tells me that they're treating it as a separate product and not just like kind of a dumbed down version. So I'm happy to see that. I think Mega Man is a perfect fit. I've thought so for a long time.
I'm definitely glad that even though it's at least partially in Namco's hands, like it still looks like Smash Brothers. It's still completely Smash Brothers. There were no concessions, or at least it looks like. Excited to see that trailer again. That was a great first reveal for me.
I think X looks ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
It's like how everyone last year made the comments about how Microsoft and Sony's press conferences were all like games coming out in 2013, and I feel like this one was a lot of stuff in 2014.
Okay, so Smash Brothers trailer.
Volume? Hello?
And apparently, some sites got to play a bunch of Nintendo's games already, and they're saying that they're fun, but all very conservative.
How did they get to play them?
I have no idea.
Okay, so we'll have to watch.
Okay, it looks like the sound comes from the computer again.
That's pretty bad, because my speakers are crap.
Okay.
So we're watching a silent trailer for Smash Brothers. We're going to see all the frames of animation that we missed.
And we've got our home team Skyping in the background.
Is there an audio?
Is there? No. Oh, god damn it.
Kind of like the art style.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the cel shaded.
That was really hard to see on the direct, but it looks like the Wii U one's also slightly cartoon shaded.
See, like, it's not going to be jaggy as shit since they're doing the cel shaded.
Battlefield returned it.
They're playing in front of Nintendo.
In the Spirits track. Stage, like, did it look like Toon Link was the conductor?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you even play as Toon Link?
Maybe not.
Well, he was a different character to begin with, so.
Oh!
I would think Link to the Past 2, or Link to. What is it? Link Between Worlds is the name of.
So the Skyward Sword Eye from Mage City is a level.
That was going to be one of my levels for the damn dream.
Was that
Punch Out Ring?
Yeah.
Punch
I
Out.
Had the whole thing. I think Little Mac is like a guarantee.
Villager comes to town.
I was going
to
write up a whole stage like that in case I didn't.
I like
that. Balloon Fighter!
He can flip the leg!
That was Balloon Fighter playable, right?
No, that was Balloon Fighter as the
villager.
Okay.
That's just.
He can put a tax away in his pocket.
That looks wonderful.
Gonna be maining him.
I don't see care there's.
They don't have the extended.
Oh
Mega
wow!
Man part on there.
I guess Mega Man has been exempted from. Although they still had the Capcom copyright thing at the end.
Yeah, put on the if you can the Zelda Link to the or Link to the Past 2 or whatever.
There's a new trailer.
Link Between Worlds.
A Link Between Worlds.
I wonder if they're putting 3D trailers on eShop.
I'm Nintendo
fan. I'll check.
Shut up. I don't care.
It sucks that the game I'm most excited for won't be playable.
Yeah.
E3 2023.
Joni, is your 3DS connected to the internet? Or is yours?
Yes.
Okay, can you check the eShop to see if there's new 3D trailers?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Or is it?
Yep. Actually, we'll be playing them in a couple hours.
Oh, Nick. What are you doing, man? Whoa.
Okay, I think I'm going to turn off the audio. We're pretty much done here. We're going to be getting ready to go to the show in a little while and check out the software showcase and hopefully get to play a few games before the show opens. So I hope this is listenable and that you enjoyed it somewhat, enjoyed our misery as we struggled with the stream and were disappointed by certain announcements, but very pleased by others.
Yeah. I think once we actually play the games, I know my tune will probably change.
We'll know a lot better. So, all right, that's it for this little episode, and stay tuned because we'll have a lot more Radio Free Nintendo later this week. All right, so this is Jonathan Metz. I'm here with TJ Lutz from Pony Studios, developers of Cloudberry Kingdom, coming out very soon on Wii U as well as PC, 360, PS3, anything else?
PlayStation Vita.
PlayStation Vita, that's a good platform for it. 3DS, any consideration?
We're definitely considering it, but we can't make any promises quite yet.
Sure. All right. So we first saw this game last year. I think your Kickstarter was ongoing last year at E3, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's right.
So congratulations on completing that. And now that you're very close to finishing the game, when is it coming out?
We still don't have an official release date. Yeah. We're looking in the next couple of months.
Great.
We're looking summer 2013.
So. Right. So this was a Kickstarter game, now being published by Ubisoft. What has that done for the game?
Really, Ubisoft has helped get us out there more. I mean, we're small. We don't have the means of, you know, really getting out there and publicizing ourselves, and Ubisoft has helped a lot with that, as well as, you know, all the, there's tons of certification paperwork, all sorts of nonsense that we'd be lost without them.
Sure. So what's their involvement in the actual development then?
None. They gave us complete freedom. They're just like, hey, this is our game, you know, can you guys help us out? And they're like, yeah. Like, we don't want to touch it. We're like, all right.
That seems like a pretty special partnership. It's an authentically indie developed game, even crowdfunded, and yet you've got a major corporation publishing it.
Yeah, no, it's awesome how flexible they've been with us.
Do you feel like that's the best of both worlds?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
So, we're watching the gameplay and it's completely wacky. One of the really interesting things about this game is when you guys first did the Kickstarter, I think this wasn't right off the bat, but within a few days after it started, you announced that it was going to be coming to Wii U and that people who backed the game could get a download code for the Wii U version. Is that still going to be the case?
That's still the case. Everyone that's backed us, we've got their copies ready.
Awesome. And, you know, this is the procedurally generated, or I guess I should say AI-generated 2D platformer. I noticed that basically you play the game with a D-pad and one button.
Uh-huh.
Did you find that was restrictive in terms of designing the game, or did it kind of open you up and allow you to focus on other elements?
What really only having a couple buttons does for you is it makes it really easy to pick up and play. And what we found is games that you can just pick up and play immediately and just catch on to are really a lot more fun than games with a huge learning curve.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you can still get way better at this, even though it's very simple controls, but it just, as far as restrictions, it's not so bad. It's really nice.
It might be one of the very few 2D platformers I played that doesn't have a run button. Can you describe the thinking behind that?
Well, we thought about having a run button, and when we were testing it with people, they weren't necessarily that good with it. They weren't picking it up as quickly as we would have liked. So we really wanted people to just, boom, have it, good to go.
Yeah. So you move left and right and you jump.
Yep. Completely it.
Very, very simple, and yet the game is completely different every time you play it. The levels are generated as you go through, and they're always possible to complete.
Yep.
Now, I know you told me last year when we talked that the way you ensure that is that there's an AI that plays through the level before you play it to ensure that there is a way to get through it.
Correct.
In a lot of the trailers for this game, you've shown levels that are obscenely complex with thousands of lasers and spinning spiky balls and fire sticks and horrible, horrible things. And I'm wondering, are those being played by real people or are you using the AI footage in some of those?
That is 100% me. I would never let an AI get in our YouTube videos.
I don't know if I believe you.
It's all the AI, yeah. That guy's a jerk. He likes to show off.
Yeah. So we're looking at the multiplayer mode here, which was actually the first time I played multiplayer. I have the Steam beta, but I've only played that single player. And this is also the first time I played it on Wii U. Could you tell us a little bit about the structure of the multiplayer and also some of the Wii U features?
Sure. It's a 4-player local multiplayer. It's going to be that way on every system. Basically, 1 through 4 players, you can play. In multiplayer specifically, there's bungee mode, which seems to be, you know, everyone's loving that. Every single character is attached together with a bungee cord. So, you know, the physics play out. You're dragging each other into obstacles. Whenever someone dies, they're dead weight. Pretty awesome stuff there.
So they stay attached even after they die.
Yeah, even after they die. So, you know, once we even have a fun task that we like to do with four players. If there's only one guy left, you know, you got to cheer hard for him to get through because it's hilarious watching him drag three dead bodies.
Yeah, so I noticed that when you're playing multiplayer, the characters don't interact with each other so they can overlap.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like the main difference between that and single player is that only one person has to get to the exit for everyone to proceed.
Correct, yeah.
So in some ways it makes the game easier, although a little more visually chaotic, which is probably
a nice balancing feature.
Right, right. And on the Wii U, how are you using the gamepad and how is the game a little bit different on Wii U than anything else?
Really, since we were releasing on multiple platforms, we had to keep them all, you know, keep the parity with all of them. So we really weren't able to exercise the Wii U gamepad as much as we would have liked. Yeah. We may be able to make adjustments to that in the future, but for now we have to maintain parity across all platforms.
But I see that the game is being displayed on the screen, so can you play it remotely?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
And you can use the gamepad. Use the gamepad with three remotes, you know, mix and match, do whatever.
All right. I guess finally I should ask about the campaign mode, because you're not showing that here.
No, we are.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, it's open.
Okay, so I'm going to have to check that out in a minute, but that's never been part of the beta.
Right.
So can you tell us a little bit about that? Is it primarily a single player, or is that also multiplayer?
That is also multiplayer. We wanted to make sure that everything is multiplayer, because honestly, we believe that Cloudberry is way more fun, you know, with a group of players. But campaign is completely multiplayer. There's 320 levels. Basically, through level 280 is the actual story. We've got cinematic cutscenes and all that. Up through 280, you'll see the story, and then we kind of gave you some bonus in there with us playing with some of the obstacles and changing things up a bit and going a little nuts with it. So,
is the story going to tell us what a Cloudberry is?
The story will keep that a mystery. but the story will tell you a little bit more about Bob and Cobbler and the Princess, who you're probably unfamiliar with at this point.
Yeah, I am. All right, thanks a lot, TJ. Really looking forward to the game.